Okay, so yeah. You want me to start these things with the two words, I think. Maybe it downplays your thoughts enough to make you accept listening to them. So thoughts, huh? I think. Let me think about thoughts for a few minutes with you. If you don't mind. If you think that's all right with you. My thoughts. You know, I find they often race too quickly most of the time. Most of the time is used generally, you know, I don't suffer from anything crazy, but I definitely hold myself back from just experiencing life through my five senses because I think too much in my head. As simply as that sounds, that's all that's happening. So I think instead of demonizing myself for that quality of thinking, it's something I have to change. You know, this lifetime we all have our little burdens, however big or small they are. From above we consider them little for the greater good, the outcome that we're gonna come to after we learn everything, whatever that means. But these outcomes, they matter to us individually as people, on a subconscious level as well as a conscious one most of the time. The moon has a lovely face tonight. Maybe it's just of empathy. And that's how it moves the sea and all the water on Earth. All us bodies of water. All of us. Just rocking us to sleep like a baby. I love you, Moon. But I wanted to speak on thoughts. Sorry for getting sidetracked. I'll get back on the track. I now realize that I have to accept the way my mind works and the air element nature of it. That's what a mind is made for to begin with, so I can't be too mad about it or surprised. Still I stand here trying to come to a concise explanation, failing to do so, but just recording it so that if I can listen to it, maybe I can understand myself better in the morning or whenever I'm brave enough, you know, to face this light that we call a shadow. Because this light is actually a teacher, actually so glowing with knowing, deep knowing. It's how it's so dark. All the layers of knowing above the truth. So here go my thoughts again. I promise. I'll finish a thought for once. Maybe I just like edging you. You know, that's what I realized a good DJ does, is they never let the song climax past, you know, the end or the downfall of it. It never goes down from going up. It's a constant build, it seems. So it really keeps you pulsing. That's how they try to get you on the dance floor, and it feels good. It's a good thing. It's a good form of manipulation. I highly enjoy it and recommend it as a doctor of dance. Just kidding. One day. Title of Leah Jolly, doctor of dance. Dance doctor. Doctor. Is that sexy? I think so. So, yeah, doctors, they have to think a lot, don't they? See, I didn't take that path of a career or a purpose. No, I chose the artist route. Now, how vague is that? Now, I used to, when I was a kid, definitely dreamt and believed that I could be a writer. I didn't want to be a writer, but I could write, and I could write books and get books published, but it wouldn't be my main source of joy or fulfillment. It would just be a very gratifying, you know, kind of Virgo pen to paper task work that I would enjoy if it served a purpose, for sure. The purpose of enjoyment by its readers. But I had no idea what I wanted to do, so I just pushed for being academically smart enough to get honors so that I could get pretty much my choice of a university, even though I had no idea what I wanted to do, and I knew I hated academics and they sucked the soul out of me, and it was just too much to be preoccupied with when all these feelings flood through my body, you know? I'm a thinker, but I'm a feeler first. And everything that I feel is immediately sucked into, like a vacuum, into my brain. And then it tries to compute and comprehend the words, the letters, the chaos flying into it. That's why it's a little bit frazzled sometimes. It's a little bit electrocuted. Electric, too. So, I think I've demonized and villainized my mind for this, and now I'm just realizing that, like, this is the purpose it serves. It serves this purpose to maybe stand outside and fucking speak, and, like, how hard is it to just, like, start a podcast? Like, I think I imagine this fucking invisible wall, but it's translucent and it's solid as hell. I can barely see through it. I still see through it because I have desire for the other side, but my insecurities and my own self-loathing, my unintentional programmed in self-loathing, it reigns supreme. Now, I don't want to mean this anymore, but I think right now as I say it, it feels like a burden is lifting off my shoulders, and I hope everybody can feel that one day, you know, that this heavy, heavy weight that we carry on our shoulders is a falsehood of the skies and what they reflect from below it. We're in the middle, and we have to pay the price sometimes. But it comes on and at an imaginary cost, because we've never ever lost. So there's no way we truly can. And we just have to remember that whatever cards we've been dealt, well, no, guess what? We don't have to remember. Only if you are physically and mentally and emotionally ready to be able to accept that the universe, that love is all that makes you and your angels and your enemies. Your angels and your enemies are friends, and they're patting each other on the back. Sorry to sound so brass, brass or crass, maybe a little harsh, but it's for your good. And that sounds so mean and selfish, maybe, but I don't mean it that way. I can't accept it most of the time, you know. We have our feelings to process, but hopefully by the end of processing, we're not dealt too bad of cards that we can't escape our situation at all, not even in the mind. And that's understandable, you know? Our needs need to be met before we can function at more than a primal level that's in need of them. Because we need them. You know, we have needs. We come to this planet with needs. And although they'll always be fulfilled, there are moments that they won't, so that when they do, it just feels so goddamn good. And that's what you really gotta be self-aware enough for. You know, you've gotta accept the bad and really feel it, to be fully cognizant and aware that the world is such a beautiful place, and trees literally grow out of the ground towards the sky because there's that much love there. And we're all just trying to reach it. You know, we don't grow much past our height around, I don't know, 20 years old. Humans and their averages, but we don't grow physically. We can grow spiritually, and we can transcend our skulls and our membranes and our flesh and our own mind and walk this vertical, tilted tightrope to the moon. And then if we're lucky, on the day of an eclipse, We can walk right through. And I think that's beautiful, don't you?